Yeah, the first thing is the Canadian Parks and Wilderness Ottawa Valley chapter, and their initiative called The Draw, the Des Moines River Artists for Wilderness. And that's a passion of mine as a visual artist and for Eric as a photographer. And we go to those August retreats up the Des Moines River, and our art is used to promote people's understanding of the reason why it's so important to protect watersheds and nature. So that's one thing that you'll see me being more and more involved with. And our artists, I think there's about 40, maybe 50 of us now who've been involved in The Draw over the years. There's going to be an exhibition at the MRC Pontiac offices. It's just being hung this week, I think, and it will migrate on January 26th to Jane Toller's Night of Memories, you know, at Spruce Home. So that's something that we're actively involved with as artists and as political activists through art, which is a pretty cool concept. Then the other thing that we're doing, you know that our property borders Gatineau Park, and I've been hugely involved with the park. And I talked to the park director, Catherine Verreault, and suggested to her that because we bordered the park and our property pushes into it, if they wanted to do any bylaw, any research, scientific research here, to please contact us. And a few years ago, Carl Savignac did a study here and in many other places in the Pontiac on Eastern Whippoorwill. But right now, what Catherine and the chief biologist of the park agreed to is indeed studying, of all things, and why not, bats. So we've had microphone detectors recording bats' high-frequency signals, which the scientists decode to discover which species are actually here in the park. And that is that project is finished for this year, but they've asked if they can return next year. So, you know, Caleb, you'll know that because of our love, our deep love and passion for the Pontiac, but for the preservation of species and biodiversity. These are things that I'm just delighted to be a part of.